We're in the middle of Siman Lamed Beis. We are up to Seif Chof Tes. It's talking about the sofa writing the tefillin. Im ein aparshios shiguros b'fiv, tzorach sheyichto mitoch haksav. If the sofer does not know the parshios very well, so we're afraid that he's going to make a mistake, and therefore he has to write it copying down an already written kosher pair of tefillin. Mishnah Berurah points out in Kuf Lamed Daled that you don't dafka need mitoch haksav. You can have a makri. You can have somebody reading the words to you so that you don't make a mistake. And he says if you know part of the parsha very well and part of the parsha not as well, so you can rely on your own memory to read the parts, to write down the parts that you know by heart very well, balpeh, and just have a makri or a b'ksav for the rest of it. However, the Bach points out that it's always better to write mitoch haksav. It's just a smarter idea. Sif Lamed, Eino Rashai Lichtov Elim Ken Yodea Likros. You're not allowed to write unless you know how to read. So he's saying that and Mishnah Berurah just explains that if you don't know how to read, it's very easy to make a mistake and you're not going to realize it. So therefore, the fact that you might be a fantastic artist or a person who knows how to copy very well is not enough. You're not going to be sensitive to the mistakes. Sif Lamed Aleph, Im Eino Kosev Mitoch Haksav. Let's say you know it by heart very well, and you're not writing in Mitoch Haksav. Lo Yichtov Al Peh Shemakra Oso Acher. You shouldn't write it silently, that someone else, even if someone else is reading for you. Ela Im Kein Yachzor Hu V'Yikra B'Fiv. Unless you are then writing it down and verbalizing the words. Now, this, says the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Lamed Vav, it sounds like that if I'm copying mitoch haksav, there's no reason for me to verbalize the words as I write them. And it's only a case where I'm writing it bal peh or somebody's reading for me. However, Mishnah Berurah points out that many achronim disagree with this, and they say you should always verbalize the words that you're writing, and explains, b'shem habach, that the reason is that the mitzvah of ksivas stam is dafka al yedei, the writing, and the actual verbiage of the words. Meaning you should say the words out loud, and the hevel piv is mitzdarif to the writing to form the stam. And without that, it's not as good. Obviously, b'di'evit, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you didn't verbalize the words, that's good enough, and it's still kosher. But l'chadchila, you should verbalize the words as you write them. In order to be mashved into a proper word that was written l'shem sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah. Sif Lamed Beis. Tzorach l'haniach chalok l'mala k'dei gaga shel lamed. When you're writing the tefillin, you have to leave space on the top of each letter in order to that you could write the top of a lamed. So that's how big the space has to be. Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Lamed Tes points out that we're talking about a normal size lamed. Even if you are writing particularly small, you should leave a normal size lamed for any sofer to do it. Continuing the Mechaber, and says the Ramah, Sheyu gam heim mukaf gvil. He says also you should point out that you want every letter to be mukaf gvil. So if you leave enough for the lamed, it's not just enough to write the lamed and then nothing else. Rather, it's enough that you can write the lamed and it'll be mukaf gvil. Then the Mechaber continues ulamata kishir kaf v'nun pshuta. And also on the bottom of every letter, you have to leave enough space that you can write a kaf sofis or a nun sofis. Says, but mitchila mesof, in the beginning and end of every letter, you don't need to leave extra space. Now the Mishnah Berurah keeps adding in kufmem, kufmem aleph, he keeps adding in that you also need to leave a tiny amount of parchment, so it's mukaf gvil. So he says that, and the reason is partially, you want to have enough space to write the letters. You don't want to have to squeeze them in to a smaller space, because it's not going to look as nice, and it's going to lead to making mistakes. So he says, then there's a question, do you need to leave additional space on top of the lamed and additional space on the bottom of the kuf and the nun, which would be the thickness of a tziporin, of a fingernail? He says, l'chadchila, we're choshish that you should try to leave additional space as well. And then he just adds that whenever it says that you don't need any space, he says, you need a little for hakafas gvil, but you don't need extra space besides that. Then the Ramah comes along and says, the minig of the sofrim is to leave a little extra space in between the right side and the left side of the letters. And you should leave the amount of one letter's worth of space in between each word. Mishnah Berurah points out that's talking about the smallest possible letter, which is the yud. So you leave the length of the width of a yud in between each word. And you should, in between each line, should leave enough space to write a line. And there should be a hair's breadth separating the each letter. All this is like the way it's written in Sefer Torah, as it's in Yeridah. And you should leave a little bit of empty space in between each pasuk. So in these comments, the minig to skip a line between each line, the Mishnah Berurah points out that's not actually the minig when it comes to tefillin and mezuzahs. He says that the sofrim are not medakti. That's in Kuf Mem Dalet. And then he also points out that that we want to leave enough space. There's a minig to leave enough space that you can roll the parsha closed the same way they would do it by a mezuzah. So there should be enough space to roll around one time and you have blank parchment in the roll. Then, just the last point in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkat and Kuf Mem Vav, he points out that the Magen Avraham and the Gra disagree, and they say you don't need to leave any space between each between Pasuk and Pasuk, just the same amount as you would leave between each word.